fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I am Silver! Hooray!
Billy Haislip came through the rear door of the small, neat house with his chubby arms full of firewood. It was a big load for a 9-year-old.
My goodness, what an armful. Here, let Mother help you.
I can throw up the wood box, Mommy.
No, no, dear. Let me help. It'll make too much noise if you drop it. We don't want to waken baby brother.
Did he finally get to sleep?
Yes. The poor little fellow was awake most of the night.
Golly, I wish there was some way we could fix his leg so it wouldn't hurt him so.
The big doctor will fix it someday, dear.
Golly, I wish it'd be soon.
There. That fills the wood box. Oh, I don't know what I'd do without your help. Oh, I think someone stopped out front.
I saw a horseman heading this way.
Maybe Mrs. Bryant has sent for the sewing I did for her. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. I need some drinking water.
We have plenty.
If I might fill these canteens.
Oh, of course. We're lucky in having a fine spring right near the house. Billy will show you where it is. You go with him, Billy.
Sure thing.
Thanks a lot.
I'm glad we can help.
The spring's right over there. You can dip out all the water you want.
Fine. Come along, Victor.
What's your name?
Dan Reed. What's yours?
I'm Bill Halsip. Who are you?
Close to 15.
Golly, I wish I was that old.
Why?
I'd be old enough to use a rifle. Here we are.
Good. Say, this is a fine spring. You're lucky.
My dad boxed it like that before he went away.
Oh? Where'd your dad go?
I don't know. He went away a long time ago when Bobby was just a year old.
Oh? Here, hold this canteen, will you, Bill? I'll fill these others.
Sure.
Who's Bobby?
He's my brother. He's 4 now, but he can't walk.
He can't? Well, what's the trouble?
I don't know. There's something wrong with his legs. That's why Dad went away.
Why?
He wanted to get money so he could go to the big doctor. But he never came back.
Here, hold this canteen, too. Who's the big doctor?
I don't know. But Mommy says we'll take a long trip to see him when we get the cash. That's why I wish I could shoot a rifle.
Oh, what's a rifle got to do with it, Bill?
Haven't you heard of the contest?
No.
A shooting contest. The prize is more than enough to pay the doctor so Bobby can walk.
Hey, when's the contest?
Next week. Can you shoot?
No, but I might know someone who will. Give me those canteens, Billy.
The last one you have there isn't all the way full.
It's full enough. Maybe I'll see you soon, Billy.
Come on, Victor! Soon after leaving Billy Haslip, Dan Reed joined the Lone Ranger and Tonto in their nearby camp.
And the prize money would mean that this 4-year-old boy could walk.
Yes, Dan, it would.
That is, if Bobby's right about the shooting contest.
Him right, Dan.
Tonto heard about the shooting contest and Mrs. Haslip when he was in town, Dan.
Then there is to be a contest.
Ah, and first prize, $1,000.
Golly, that's a lot of money.
In 3 years, Mrs. Haslip has saved $100. She needs 5 times that much to take her son to the doctor in California.
Well, if
she's willing to pay the entry fee, $100, for anyone who will enter the contest and split the prize money with her.
Won't anyone help her that much?
Oh, no one wants to risk losing what little money Mrs. Haslip has saved.
You or Tonto could win that contest.
There'll be some good marksmen in her, Dan.
Even so,
get the horses, Tonto.
Me get them.
Oh, golly. I was sure you'd help.
Well, we have some riding to do, Dan.
Why, Scout and Silver are saddled and packed.
We get them ready to leave as soon as you come, Dan.
Yeah, we've got to reach Cutler City tonight.
If you were in such a hurry, why'd you send me to that ranch to fill the canteen?
I thought you might learn something there.
I did, but
I wasn't sure that Tonto would get the facts in town. Out of Dan City.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to try to find a sharpshooter for Mrs. Haslip.
In Cutler City?
Yes, Dan. His name is Lefty Grant. Come on.
Get up.
Come on, Silver.
That evening, the sheriff sat in Jim Parker's cell in the Cutler City Jail.
Parker, your 3-year term is finished. I've got to let you go in the morning.
Yes, and you needn't try to lecture me, Sheriff. My plans are made. I've been a long time making them.
You're still determined to get Lefty Grant?
Nothing can change my mind.
You'll be back here to hang for murder.
I'll settle for that, if I get Lefty.
Now, Jim, if you try to see things in a reasonable light...
I see things the way they happened on the night I was captured for helping my friend escape from jail. I see me and Hank running toward our horses. I see Marshal Grant firing on us. I see him shooting Hank in the back and me in the leg.
Well, Jim, what else could a United States Marshal do?
He killed Hank. He killed my friend.
Well, your friend was going to hang, Jim. Marshal Grant gave him an easy way out. Haven't you ever thought of that?
I've thought of Hank on the ground, dying. That's what I've thought of. And I've thought of the promise I made to him. I vowed that someone would pay for his murder.
But the Marshal died a year ago.
His son ain't dead.
Lefty Grant never did anything to you or to Hank.
Sheriff, I'm going to keep my word to Hank. I'm going to get Lefty Grant as soon as I leave jail.
Have you ever thought that Lefty might get you? He's a crack shot. Lefty's an expert shot.
Maybe he will get me. But he'll have to do it with the first shot.
Well, if Lefty don't get you, the law will get you. If you shoot him, you can't win, Jim.
All I want is to get Lefty. I'll be willing to pay for it.
You'll hang.
I know.
Parker, I can see there's no use asking you to give up your plans for revenge.
No use at all.
Now, I know that jail does things to a man's thoughts. After you've had a taste of freedom, you might think different about the fairness and justice of your notions. All I ask is that you wait a few days.
Save your breath, Sheriff.
Jim, you've got relatives somewhere. Why don't you consider them?
There's just one thing that I'm considering, Sheriff. And it ain't relatives. It ain't my life either. It's the promise I made to Hank when he was dying. I'll keep that promise.
Jim, Lefty Grant knows that you'll gun for him.
Good. If he ain't yellow, he'll be in town to meet me.
He's in town, Jim. He's in his room at the hotel right now. He's cleaning and oiling his guns. He's getting ready for you.
That suits me to a T.
Lefty Grant, the son of the late Marshal, had just turned 20. His nickname came from the peculiar way he had of holding his rifle to the left shoulder when he took aim. Despite his curious style, Lefty had won considerable fame as a sharpshooter. By lamplight, Lefty was inspecting his rifle and six-gun in his first-floor room in the Cutler City Hotel. He was interrupted by a rap on the door.
Who's there?
Me, Tonto. He wants to see you.
Tonto? Where have I heard that name?
What do you want?
He won't see you. It's very important.
Oh, just a minute.
You, Lefty Grant?
That's right. What do you want of me?
Well, me, Tonto. Me see you 3 year ago.
I remember the name. Come in.
3 years ago, you with your father, at trial, a feller named Jim Parker.
That's it. I remember you at that trial. Jim Parker was on trial for helping a man break out of jail.
Ah, masked fella there, too.
Say, I remember something about a masked man.
Masked man here now. And him want to talk to you.
The masked man's here.
Ah, him outside. Me open window and let him in.
Now, hold on. Stay away from that
window. Stand still.
Why, you...
You make move. Tonto throw knife.
Well, of all the cussed nerve.
Me open window.
Well, if you...
There, masked man.
Hello, Lefty. I decided to come to the window to avoid a lot of questions about my mask.
Well, so this is Jim Parker's way of getting me. And I thought he'd meet me in a fair gunfight. Instead, he sends a masked man.
Jim Parker didn't send me here.
Well, if you'll just give me a chance to load my gun, I'll draw against
you. It's Jim Parker you'll have to draw against, not me. You should be able to beat Jim to the draw. He hadn't had a gun in his hand for 3 years.
Did you come here to tell me that?
You needn't be afraid of Parker. But you'll have to kill him instantly with your first shot.
Why?
If you merely wound him, or if he lingers for 1 second after your shot, he'll get you.
Why are you here?
Of course, everyone knows that Jim Parker's out to get you. The law won't hold you.
Well, I've got a right to defend myself.
Of course you have. But you don't want to kill a man, do you?
Not unless it's my life or his.
I've got a good reason for you to avoid meeting Parker.
I can't avoid him. If I don't meet him, everybody will call me Yella. Anyway, it's none of your business.
Lefty, there's to be a shooting contest in Calabash County.
I've heard about it.
If you'll enter that contest, you can do a mighty fine thing for a little boy who can't walk.
Well, I plan to enter that contest. After I've met Parker. He's had plenty to say about wanting to meet me. I'm here to accommodate him.
You're leaving for Calabash County tonight.
Like fun I am.
Your horse is outside, saddled and ready.
I'm not running away.
Now you're going with me.
Get back.
Come on.
Take your hands off me. I'll show you.
Me fix him.
Stand back, Tonto.
I'll show you.
Sorry to do this, Lefty.
Oh. Oh, that's plenty good.
Go outside, Tonto. I'll hand him out through the window.
Lefty Grant, unconscious from the masked man's blow, is tied to the back of his horse. A moment later, there was a hearty cry.
Come on, Silver!
Fast hoofbeats sounded in the rear of the hotel and faded into the night. The following morning, Jim Parker was awake and dressed at daybreak. He paced his cell for 2 hours. Two long, dragging hours. Then, at last, the sheriff appeared.
It's about time you unlocked the door.
Yeah, this is your big day, Jim.
You bet it is. You've got some things that belong to me, Sheriff.
Right on my desk. Come on.
Just give me my things and let me out of here. Never mind giving me another lecture.
I've said all I'm going to say. There's your money, your gun belt and six gun. Sign this receipt.
Thanks.
I might let you know that there's no use looking for Lefty Grant.
What? What do you mean?
He's left town.
Left town? Why, that yellow hound. Where'd he go?
Jim, I ain't the slightest idea. He left town last night.
I'll find him. I'll find him if I have to go to the end of the earth. He needn't think he can run away from me. I'll find him, and one of us will die.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Jim Parker left prison determined to have a showdown gunfight with Lefty Grant. But Lefty was miles away in the Lone Ranger's camp in Calabash County. He'd given up struggling against the ropes that held him. He complained bitterly.
By this time, Jim Parker's out of jail and looking for me.
He won't know where you are, Lefty.
Well, he'll let everybody know that I ran out on our meeting. And everybody will think I'm yellow.
You're needed here, Lefty. You've got to enter the shooting contest.
But hang it all, there was time to do that after I met Parker.
Parker might have shot you. We couldn't risk that. Too much depends on you.
Well, nothing depends on me.
Lefty, there's a widow near here, Helen Haslip, who has a little boy named Bobby. Well, Bobby is 4 years old, and he's never been able to walk.
Well, I don't see why.
There's a doctor in California who can fix Bobby's little legs. Mrs. Haslip has saved $100 toward the trip and the doctor's fee.
Well, then why don't she take the kid to the doctor?
Oh, she needs a lot more money than she's saved. She needs it quickly. If the boy doesn't get to the doctor in time, nothing can be done for him.
Oh.
Mrs. Haslip is going to risk what she's saved to pay your entry fee in the contest. You can win enough to send Bobby to the doctor who can make him walk.
But do you think I'd do a favor for you after the way you knocked me out and dragged me here?
I brought you here because I thought you'd welcome the chance to use your skill for such a worthy cause. Doesn't the name Haslip mean anything to you?
Well, no. Oh, why should it?
Bobby's father tried to steal the necessary cash. That was 3 years ago. Unfortunately, he killed a man. He was condemned to hang. He broke out of jail and your father shot him.
What? You mean to say this boy's father is the one Jim Parker helped?
Yes.
Now, see here, Dad was a marshal. He had to shoot. Well, the man would have hanged anyway.
All right, do whatever you want. Otto, cut those ropes, we can leave.
But see here.
We won't discuss it any further.
Now cut ropes and legs.
But are you sure the boy will be able to walk if he gets to that doctor?
Yes.
Well, I can't shoot without my own rifle.
Me fetch rifle. Get right over here.
Well, maybe there's a rule saying I can't shoot from my left shoulder.
There's no such rule. Don't bother with excuses. I thought you had the courage of your father. I was mistaken about you.
What do you mean?
You're afraid someone will think you're yellow. Give him the rifle, Tonto. Your gun belt's with your saddle. You're free to leave.
But I...
Go on, meet Jim Parker. Kill him or get killed by him. In either event, no one will call you yellow. Doesn't matter if Bobby has to go through life without walking. As long as no one thinks you ran away from Jim Parker.
Where does Mrs. Haslip live?
I can show you her house.
I'll do my practicing there.
In the days that followed, Lefty Grant's rifle barked constantly over an improvised range in back of the Haslip home. Billy set up new targets and brought in the used ones.
Five bullseyes, Lefty.
Isn't good enough, Billy.
Not good enough.
I've got to put five shots so close to dead center that they'll all go through the same hole. Set up another target.
Sitting beside the bed where little Bobby lay, Helen's eyes brimmed with gratitude as she watched the grim determination with which Lefty prepared for the contest.
He'll win it, Bobby. He'll win it for us. I know he will.
Dan and Tonto were in town on the morning of the contest.
Golly, Tonto, the town's full of visitors.
That's right, Dan. Expert shot from all over come here.
Lefty will have some stiff competition.
Map not matter. Lefty win.
Jim Parker!
Hi, Pete.
Tonto.
It's good to see you again. Hey, boys, come over here. Jim Parker's back in town.
We see him.
Is that the same Jim Parker?
Step inside. Hey, we gotta have a drink for Jim.
That same fella.
He's the one who's gunning for Lefty Grant.
That's right. We go near Dora Cafe. Hear what's said.
We'd all have done the same as you, Jim. We don't hold your jail term against you. Well, I'm glad of that. Settle up, Archie.
Oh, wait a minute. Count me out. I'm not drinking.
What?
What do you mean? You may have some shooting to do. I want to be slowed by liquor.
You entered in the shooting contest this afternoon?
Nope. But I might hold a private shooting contest. I'm looking for a certain gent that ran out on a meeting with me in Cutler City. He likes shooting contests. He'd like to be in the one this afternoon.
This way, Dan.
Tonto, if Jim Parker goes to the contest, he'll see Lefty Grant.
That's right.
There'll be a gunfight. Then Lefty won't be able to compete.
Me know. Steady scout.
What do we do?
You go tell Lone Ranger. Me go tell Lefty.
All right. Come on, Victor.
Get him up, scout.
Lefty Grant's practice shooting was finished. With Billy at his side, he sat on the steps of the Haslip house, giving his rifle a final check before leaving for the shooting range.
You see, Billy, we can't take a chance on having anything go wrong. We've got to be dead sure that this rifle's in perfect shape.
You bet.
And then when your brother comes back from the West, walking as good as anyone, well, then I'll show him how to handle a rifle.
And we'll teach him how to ride, too, won't we, Lefty?
You bet we will.
Just like the man over there.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Look how fast he's riding.
Oh, he sure is. Looks like... Oh, it's Tonto.
Do you know him? Is he an Indian?
Yeah. Say, I wonder if something's gone wrong.
Golly, he sure can ride.
Oh, scum, hope on a hoe. Hope on a hoe.
Hi there, Tonto. Tonto, is anything wrong?
Plenty wrong. Plenty trouble.
How's that?
Me come from town. Me see fella there.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Tonto. Billy. Billy, will you go inside the house?
But Lefty...
Now, you go on now. This has got to be private talk.
All right. I'll see you later, Lefty.
Now, step over this way, Tonto. There's no use worrying the kid and his ma. Who'd you see in town?
You know him. Jim Parker there.
Parker? He's learned I came here, huh?
Him not know you here. Him think maybe him see you at contest.
Doggone it. And if we meet, there'll be gunplay.
That's right.
And if he shoots me, I won't be able to win that prize. And if I shoot him, the law will hold me. At least until the contest is over.
Well, me got disguise and saddlebag.
A disguise? That's it? Did you say that you had one?
Sometime, mask man wear it. This time, you wear disguise. Then Jim Parker not know you.
Good for you. And if I can just... Oh, golly.
What matter?
Tonto, Parker will be at the contest.
That's right.
A disguise will be all right until it's my turn to shoot. And as soon as I fire with my rifle the left shoulder, he'll know who I am.
And if Parker know you, you not get chance to finish. Him shoot you.
Yeah.
Well, you change style and shoot from right's shoulder.
Yes, I'll have to. Yes, that's the only thing to do. Oh, and I hope the competition isn't too stiff.
There was a preliminary round of shooting to eliminate all but the best of the marksmen. In disguise, Lefty fired with his rifle to the right shoulder. Though he managed to remain in the contest, his score was far below that of several others. During the intermission, before the finals of the contest, Lefty joined Tonto on the sidelines.
Tonto, I won't make it. I can't outshoot these men unless I can use my usual style.
That's right.
Did you see Jim Parker?
Me see him. Him over yonder on side of hill. Him watch everyone who shoots.
Oh, he's got a rifle with him, hasn't he?
That's right.
And as soon as I throw my rifle the left shoulder, he'll know who I am. He's apart from the crowd, so he can drill me and make his getaway.
Me watch him plenty close.
Take your places for the final round!
As the marksmen lined up to take their turn, Jim Parker clutched his rifle. He muttered,
"One of them is Lefty Grant. I saw his name on the list. He knows I'm here. Using a disguise.
Parker?
What?
Take it easy.
Masked. How'd you sneak up here?
You don't need to shoot Lefty Grant.
I'll see here.
You're licking him without shooting. He can't win unless he fires in his usual way, from the left shoulder.
You seem to know a lot about me and Lefty Grant.
I was on hand when you made a threat 3 years ago.
I'm going to make good on that threat.
And shoot Lefty?
As soon as I know who he is.
Without giving him a chance to fight back?
He forfeited his chance when he ran away from meeting me in Cutler City.
There was something more important than meeting you. Now listen to me, Parker. I've got to talk fast, or it'll be too late.
We'll hear what the scorekeeper says.
A nine for contestant number 7.
Oh, 9?
He missed the bullseye.
He's got to make the rest of his shots almost perfect to win.
Prepare for the second shot.
What's the matter with Lefty anyway, Mommy? Why did he change his looks?
I don't know, dear. It isn't for us to ask questions. He's doing his best.
Helen,
Jim Parker.
Uncle Jim, you're back.
Hello, Billy. How's Bobby?
Oh, Jim, poor little tyke. He's home with Widow Watts.
Lefty's fired again.
Who?
Oh, wait, we'll see how this shot was.
Oh, Mommy, he missed it again.
Is that Lefty Grant?
Yes, he's shooting for us, Jim. He's trying to win the prize so Bobby can go to the doctor.
But he's shooting the wrong shoulder.
How did you know about him?
He's got Sharp's Lennon to beat in this contest. He needs a perfect score from here in to beat him.
And he can do it.
Jim, someone here is gunning for him. He'll be killed before he can finish if he's recognized.
That's just what the masked man told me. Wait a minute.
Prepare for the third shot.
Hey, Lefty! Lefty Grant! Quiet down so that man on the line can hear me. Lefty! Lefty Grant! It's all right. You savvy? I know what you're shooting for. You're shooting to help my nephew and to help my sister. Throw that rifle to the left shoulder and shoot to win.
Jim, do you mean that?
You bet I do.
All right, you hopefuls. Here goes for the prize money.
With his rifle placed against his left shoulder, Lefty Grant took aim with renewed confidence. Time after time, he faced the target. Time after time, he made a bullseye until finally...
Lefty made it. The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.